This is Unit 4 of Pimsleur's Danish 1. Listen to this conversation.
Undskyld, er du dansker?
Ja, jeg er dansker. Og du?
Jeg er amerikaner.
Men du forstår dansk?
Nå ja, lidt. Men ikke ret godt.
Jo, jeg synes, du taler meget godt dansk.
Tak.
Notice that the Danes sometimes say,
jo,
instead of,
ja.
They do this for emphasis, especially when contradicting someone. Listen again to this conversation.
Undskyld, er du dansker?
Ja, jeg er dansker. Og du?
Jeg er amerikaner.
Men du forstår dansk?
Nå ja, lidt. Men ikke ret godt.
Jo, jeg synes, du taler meget godt dansk.
Tak.
Do you remember how to greet someone in Danish?
Goddag. Goddag.
And how do you say goodbye?
Farvel.
Say, excuse me.
Undskyld. Undskyld.
Say again, hello.
Goddag.
And how do you ask someone how he is?
Hvordan går det? Hvordan går det?
Answer, fine, thanks.
Godt, tak.
I'm well.
Jeg har det godt. Jeg har det godt. Godt.
Here's how to say, very well. Listen and repeat.
Meget godt. Meget. Meget. Meget godt.
Say, very.
Meget.
Say, very well.
Meget godt.
Now say, not too well.
Ikke ret godt.
Ask again, how are you?
Hvordan går det?
Say, I'm not well.
Jeg har det ikke godt. Jeg har det ikke godt.
I don't understand Danish.
Jeg forstår ikke dansk.
She says emphatically, yes. Listen and repeat.
Jo. Jo.
Try to say, yes, you understand Danish very well. Literally, you understand very well Danish.
Jo, du forstår meget godt dansk. Du forstår meget godt dansk.
How does she ask, are you American?
Er du amerikaner? Er du amerikaner?
Answer, yes, I am.
Ja, det er jeg. Ja, det er jeg.
She says, I think.
Jeg synes.
I think you understand Danish very well.
Jeg synes, du forstår meget godt dansk. Meget godt. Jeg synes, du forstår meget godt dansk.
Ask the young woman, are you American?
Er du amerikaner? Er du amerikaner?
Say to her, you are not American.
Du ikke amerikaner.
Say, I am.
Jeg er.
Tell the person that you're American.
Jeg er amerikaner.
Ask me if I'm American.
Er du amerikaner?
How would I answer? Yes, I am.
Ja, det er jeg. Ja, det er jeg.
How does she say, you understand Danish?
Du forstår dansk.
She says, I think.
Jeg synes.
I think you understand Danish very well.
Jeg synes, du forstår meget godt dansk. Jeg synes. Jeg synes, du forstår meget godt dansk.
Now say, I'm not American.
Jeg er ikke amerikaner. Jeg er ikke amerikaner.
Say, you are not Danish.
Du er ikke dansker.
Ask the young woman if she is Danish.
Er du dansker? Er du dansker?
Ask her if she understands English.
Forstår du engelsk?
Answer, no, unfortunately.
Nej, desværre. Nej, desværre.
How does she tell you she doesn't understand English?
Jeg forstår ikke engelsk.
How do you say, you understand?
Du forstår.
Here's how to say, you speak. Listen and repeat.
Du taler. 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 Du taler.
Say again, you understand.
Du forstår. Du forstår.
Now say, you speak.
Du taler. Du taler. Du taler.
Try to say, I speak.
Jeg taler. Taler. Jeg taler.
Try to say, I speak a little.
Jeg taler lidt. Jeg taler lidt.
But.
Men.
Say, I don't understand.
Jeg forstår ikke.
Try to say, but I don't speak.
Men jeg taler ikke.
I don't speak well.
Jeg taler ikke godt. Jeg taler ikke godt.
She says emphatically, yes.
Jo. Jo.
I think.
Jeg synes.
I think you speak Danish very well.
Jeg synes, du taler meget godt dansk. Meget godt. Jeg synes, du taler meget godt dansk.
Try to ask, don't you understand English?
Forstår du ikke engelsk? Forstår du ikke engelsk?
Answer emphatically, yes.
Jo.
I understand a little.
Jeg forstår lidt.
And I speak a little.
Og jeg taler lidt. Og jeg taler lidt.
Not too well.
Ikke ret godt.
I understand a little English.
Jeg forstår lidt engelsk.
I don't speak well.
Jeg taler ikke godt. Jeg taler ikke godt.
I understand Danish.
Jeg forstår dansk.
Now say, I'm not Danish.
Jeg er ikke dansker. Jeg er ikke dansker.
Ask, and you?
Og du?
Say emphatically, yes.
Jo. Jo.
Say, excuse me.
Undskyld. Undskyld.
Let's learn to ask for directions. We'll start by asking the way to
Mikkel Brygger
Street. Just listen, don't repeat.
Undskyld, hvor Mikkel Bryggers gade? Mikkel Brygger
is a Danish name.
Brygger
means brewer in English, and
Mikkel
is an old version of the name Michael. Practice saying the name. Starting with the last name.
Brygger. Brygger.
And now the first name, Michael.
Mikkel. Mikkel. Mikkel Brygger. Mikkel Brygger.
Say Michael Brewer in Danish.
Mikkel Brygger.
Now here's a well-known Danish name, Hans Christian Andersen. Listen and repeat.
Andersen. Andersen. H.C. C. H. H.C. H.C. Andersen.
Danes usually call their famous storyteller by his initials. Now you say his name.
H.C. Andersen.
Now here's the word for street. Listen and repeat.
Gade. Gade. Gade.
Say street.
Gade.
And now repeat after the speaker.
Mikkel Brygger.
Street.
Mikkel Bryggers gade. Mikkel Bryggers gade. Mikkel Bryggers gade.
Did you notice the S sound between
Brygger
and
gade
to make
Bryggers gade?
And now try to say H.C. Anderson Street.
H.C. Andersens gade. Andersens gade.
Now, here is how to ask, where is such and such? First, the word where.
Hvor. Hvor. Hvor.
Say, where.
Hvor.
Now the word is.
Er. Er. Er.
Now try to ask, where is?
Hvor er? Hvor er?
And now try to ask, where is Michael Brewer Street?
Hvor er Mikkel Bryggers gade?
Did you remember to add an S? Ask again where Michael Brewer Street is.
Hvor er Mikkel Bryggers gade?
Say, excuse me.
Undskyld.
Here is the word for a boulevard in Danish. Listen and repeat, being sure you imitate the Danish pronunciation in every way.
Boulevard. Boulevard.
Say boulevard in Danish.
Boulevard.
And now try to say H.C. Anderson Boulevard.
H.C. Andersens Boulevard.
Now ask where this boulevard is.
Hvor er H.C. Andersens Boulevard? Hvor er H.C. Andersens Boulevard? Undskyld. Hvor er H.C. Andersens Boulevard?
Well, the answer is, it's here. Practice the word here.
Her. Her. Her.
Now try to say, it is.
Det er. Det er.
And now try to say, it's here.
Det er her. Det er her.
Ask where H.C. Anderson Boulevard is.
Hvor er H.C. Andersens Boulevard? Hvor er H.C. Andersens Boulevard?
Now ask where Michael Brewer Street is.
Hvor er Mikkel Bryggers gade?
Answer, it's here.
Det er her.
And now try to ask, is it here?
Er det her? Er det her?
Reply, yes, it's here.
Ja, det er her.
And again ask, is it here?
Er det her? Er det her?
And now try to say, no, it's not here.
Nej, det ikke her. Det ikke her. Nej, det ikke her.
Here's how to say, it's over there. Practice the word meaning over there.
Derover. 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 Det derover.
Say, it's over there.
Det derover.
It's here.
Det her.
Say, it's not over there.
Det ikke derover.
Ask again, is it here?
Er det her? Er det her?
Say, yes, it's here.
Ja, det her. Ja, det her.
Say, H.C. Anderson Boulevard is here.
H.C. Andersens Boulevard er her.
Ask where Michael Brewer Street is.
Hvor Mikkel Bryggers Gade?
Is it here?
Er det her?
No.
Nej.
Answer, it's not here.
Det ikke her. Det ikke her.
Say, it's over there.
Det derover.
Now let's try a Danish conversation. The young woman will say things to which you are to respond. When there is a problem about what to answer, I'll help. Let's begin.
Goddag.
Goddag.
Hvordan går det?
Godt tak, og du? Jeg har det godt. Og du?
Jeg har det godt, tak. Er du amerikaner?
Ja, jeg er amerikaner.
Jeg er dansker. Forstår du dansk?
Lidt. Ikke ret godt.
Now she'll ask you some directions. I'll tell you what to respond.
Undskyld, hvor Mikkel Bryggers Gade?
Tell her it's here.
Det her.
Og H.C. Andersens Boulevard?
Tell her it's over there.
Det derovre.
Tell her that Michael Brewer Street is not over there.
Mikkel Bryggers Gade er ikke derovre.
Tell her H.C. Anderson Boulevard is over there.
H.C. Andersens Boulevard er derovre.
Tell her, but Michael Brewer Street is here.
Men Mikkel Bryggers gade er her.
Now say goodbye to her.
Farvel.
Farvel.
This lesson of Danish 1 provides reading practice. If you are doing the readings now, take your reading booklet and open it to the page containing the words for Unit 4. The first word contains an I followed by two consonants. Listen and repeat.
Kigge. Kigge.
Look at word 2. Double K and double G have a similar sound in Danish. Try 2.
Ikke.
3.
Lakken.
4.
Lak.
Now look at word 5, which contains a letter which we don't have in English. It looks like an O with a line through it. Listen and repeat.
Frøken. Frøken.
Now try word 6.
Søle.
7.
Bløde.
In word 8, shorten the sound of the
ø
a little bit. Read 8.
Sølle. Sølle.
9.
Mølle.
10.
Dømme.
Word 11 also has a short
ø
sound. Read 11.
Øl.
This is the end of Unit 4.